This is a CKTZ news update. This past fall, the Cortez Forestry General Partnership offered several free training opportunities to local forestry workers and other residents of Cortez. The training included tree falling, occupational first aid level 3, and fire suppression and safety. Cortez Community Forest Manager Mark Lombard explained why this training was important, who on Cortez participated, and how the training was funded.
Well, that's true, Kate. We did several trainings this fall. We did a new faller training for Cortez Islanders with forestry experience and chainsaw experience and level 1 training and certification done to become certified fallers. And 3 have completed the course and 1 more is in the process of completing it, Cortez residents. We also applied for a grant, the Canada Workforce Response Grant, and we were able to fund an S-100 basic forest firefighting training, as well as OFA level 3 first aid training.
Right, and so did people have to pay to take the training, or?
They do pay to take the training. You have to pay a couple thousand dollars to register for the course. That goes to the entity that gives you the certification. But we paid them their costs. We paid them a little stipend just while they were working. They had to do 25 days. And then the arrangement that we had was that they would follow a certain amount of volume for the community forest as part of a project. And that the faller trainer would get his day rate paid for out of it. And then there'd be a small stipend that goes to the faller. So typically in industry, they would pay, it would end up costing roughly $30,000 is the number that it would cost someone to go out and get their new fall training. So in this case, rather than paying that, they sort of made about that for their stipend, and that was close to what their fee was. So it was a wash. They didn't pay anything for the course.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And so that was for the falling course. What about the other courses? Like the OFA is like occupational first aid level 3 is one of the courses.
Yeah.
And then there was the fire suppression one.
Those were paid for by grants from the Canada Workforce Response Grant.
So why would people need to get that training on Cortez?
Well, I mean, we hear about forest fires all over the place, from California to the interior of BC to we've had fires on Reed Island and west and east Redonda, as north of Pendrell Sound in the last few years. And we're right in the middle of that. So we need to be thinking about fires, and anybody working in the community forests or in forestry and even in residential, you know, work, they need to know what the regulations are and know what equipment that they need to have in the event that some spark does start a fire and that they can respond to it in a good way. And the more people who are trained with first aid on our little island, the better. You know, it's a great thing for the community, and the courses had space for 10 and 12 participants respectively. So there weren't that many forestry workers per se who were, you know, going to take the course. So we opened it up to other people in the community, and several people got to take it who weren't necessarily part of the community forest, which was great.
And so is it like true that forestry operations kind of will need people on site that have this training in the future?
Absolutely. You know, there's more and more priority being placed on safety, and more companies and regulations requiring, you know, first aid attendants and designated first aid people and recording of the first aid. So we've gone ahead and gotten some equipment for an ETV that was donated by Floyd Anderson. He had a vehicle that he wasn't using anymore, which is great. And now we've equipped it with, you know, first aid equipment for an emergency transport vehicle. And now we have people who know how to use that equipment and care for it and you know, fill in the appropriate forms. And it's really good. It's a great thing.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So basically, yeah, if you have this training, you're just so much more, employable than,
yeah.
And on Cortez even.
And if you work in industry, if you have your OFA 3 and you're willing to be the first aid attendant, a lot of companies have a hard time filling that position. And so you get paid quite a premium in the wider industry.
Are there any underrepresented people that have taken these courses?
Yep, there were a couple of women in the course and some close First Nation members who took all of the courses, and, you know, some older people and younger people. And
do you have any more courses planned?
That's a good question. We have where the new faller training program is 3 out of 4 have completed it. And so there's one who's currently, you know, kind of pending safety and weather conditions, going to be finishing that course. We don't have plans right now to run another OFA 3 or S-100 training, but there are grants available, and it's possible that we may you know, do that in the future, but we don't have any plans beyond finishing the current batch.
Okay.
Yeah. Been a good year for training.
Yeah, no kidding. Good stuff. Well, thanks so much for meeting with me.
You're welcome.
Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.